We're up to Simon Reish Ches Sif Yud. That's what we'll be doing today. Bibracha achas me'in sholosh al peris techutz laretz. When you're eating fruit of the Shivas Haminim, but it grew in chutz laretz, chosim al aretz v'la peris. The chasime is al aretz v'la peris. Uberetz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, where you're eating fruit of Eretz Yisrael, chosim al aretz v'al peros seho. V'im bechutz laretz ochum yperes ha'aretz, chosim gam ken al peros seho. The determining factor is not where you are, where the eating took place, but where the fruits originated. If they're peres Eretz Yisrael, if they grew in Eretz Yisrael, the bracha is peros seho. If they grew in chutz laretz, it's al ha'peres. Now the Mechaber never went into the entire nusach of the Baruch Achas Mein Shalish, but the Mishnah Berurah here does. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Al Hamichya V'al HaKalkola V'al Tnuvas HaSoda V'al Eretz Chem D'Tov V'Rechover Sh'Ritzisu V'Inchalta L'Avoseinu L'Chol Mipirya V'Lizboa Mituva. Rachem, then later the Mishnah Berurah mentions V'Yesh She'ein Omim V'Nochol Mipirya V'Nizba Mituva. There are those who do not have that girsa in there. The Mishnah Berurah brought it down initially, but here he says that there are some that don't that do not say it. Going back, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha Val Yishlam Yerech Val Tzim Mishkan Kvodecha Val Mizbechecha Veichalecha Uvnei Yishlam Yer Hakadosh Meir V'Yameinu Valenu L'Socha V'Samchenu B'Vinyanov V'Nochal Mipiryov V'Nizbal Metuva. Now he ends off al aretz v'al hamichya. There is no al hakalkola in the chasima. Now the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion brings a major machlokus. The Magen Avraham says to end off al hamichya v'al hakalkola, al aretz v'al hamichya v'al hakalkola. Whereas, and the source to it is the Tur and the Avudaram, that they both have al kalkol at the end. The Shaar HaTzion brings a whole long list of Rishonim that leave out al kalkol. He says that the Beis Yosef, on the basis of Rov Rishonim, says not to say it. The Gros says not to say it. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says not to say it. And therefore, the Maskan of the Mishnah Berurah is to leave it out, not to say al kalkol at the end. Now another thing, we learned in the Mechaber the halacha of peroseha, that you're supposed to say on peros eretz yisrael al peroseha. What happens if you have a suffix? What if you're not sure if it's eretz yisrael? So he says you should not say al peroseha there. You're better off in doubt leaving al peroseha, just saying al peros when you're not sure, than saying al peroseha and then finding out that it wasn't peros of eretz yisrael. One other interesting thing that Mishnah Berurah brings down here, why is it called Me'in Shalosh? Because we have all the elements of the brachas, Hazan, the bracha of Haaretz, the Nodelecha, we mentioned Yerushalayim, but we also say Tov HaMeitiv. So he asks, why is it Me'in Shalosh? It's Me'in Arba. And he answers that since Midoraisa, there are only three brachas to benching, we call it Me'in Shalosh, although it's Me'ein, the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv as well.